All right, this is something that for my entire life, I don't know about yours, was thought to be the truth. Carl Reinhold, August Winderlich.
Wow.
Or Winderlich, I don't know. May not be a household name, but everyone knows the figure associated with him is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
He determined this in the 1800s, 1849 to be exact, that the average body temperature is 98.6. There's songs about it.
Right.
98 degrees is the band.
That's the normal. That's when you know you don't have a fever. If you take someone's temperature and they're like, oh, you're fine, you're 98 or you're 98.6, you don't have a fever.
Here's the interesting part about this. Every time I take my temperature, it's never been, when I'm not sick, never been 98.6.
Me neither. Ever.
It's always been what?
97.
Me too, 97.5.
Yeah.
Always been that. Well, it turns out after a slew of studies, nobody wanted to say anything until now, but the studies have confirmed that Wunderlich's work was a little bit off. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Journal of Internal Medicine, I mean, the list of magazines and studies is unbelievable. So this is not some crock stuff. The average body temperature now is 97.5 degrees. Always has. The previous figure was incorrect. Stanford scientists analyzed more than 675,000 temperature readings from 190,000 subjects along the span of 157 years. And the average temperature, 97.5.
And you know what's super interesting is I don't handle a fever well at all. And every time I feel like I have a fever and I get aches and I take my temperature and they're like, oh, you don't have a fever, it's 98.6. You technically do have a slight fever because your body's supposed to be 97.5.
Now, how long? This is like the whole thing with WWW.
Oh, gosh.
That people still say that and it makes no sense at all and it has no functional, you know.
Right.
How long is it going to be before people realize it's really 97.5? It's going to be 100 years.
Yeah.
We get so used to stuff. I'm still used to it.
I just assumed that 97 was my normal.
Right.
I didn't think it was for everybody, and it is.
So Stanford called the radio station.
Okay.
Believe it or not, they're calling radio station because radio has, we have a knack for making the best, you know, public service promotional announcements. We have all the bings and the zings and the zaps and the booms. TV doesn't do quite as good a job as we do. Besides, radio is more powerful because it's the imagination. So they have assigned us to create a promo campaign to get into everybody's head that the real body temperature is 97.5. You want to listen to it and see what you think?
I would love to.
I think this will get it across.
Tired of the same old 98.6?
Then tune your body to 97.5.
97.5, the temp.
Because you are way cooler than your parents.
By a whole 1.1 degrees.
97.5.
With sweat gland and hypothalamus in the morning.
97.5. Keeping your temperature low.
With the volume up. 97.5, the temp.
The body's new thermal alternative.
Rick Stacy.